someone who lives in Kilkee, you know, we would see, I suppose, domestic visitors who come and stay in West Clare for months at a time. So I think, you know, the whole second home, holiday home type of offering in Clare is hugely, it's hugely important to our economy, but it's a massive, it's a massive part of the infrastructure of our communities. So I think that's, you know, that's coming out very clearly then in that report, the level of business that comes out of that, and the length of stay. You know, the hotel is far more, I suppose, transient type of business. You know, it's a couple of nights or three nights. You know, most people, it's probably weekend breaks or midweek breaks at 2 or 3 days at a time. On the other side, though, the overnight sector, so the hotel and guest house economy, does is where the jobs are. You know, direct jobs, whereas holiday home sort of market is much more, there's indirect jobs. So, you know, those people are coming to eat in our restaurants, you know, buy stuff in our shops. So it's a much more direct, indirect spend, and a little bit harder to track, actually, if the truth be known.
So, Killian, the data released by the CSO shows that staycationers stayed in this county for an average of 3.9 nights last year, with only Donegal averaging longer at 5 nights. So that would potentially be maybe Airbnbs or even hotels or B&Bs. So that more transient tourism that you were talking about, it appears as if it's improving in Clare in terms of retaining tourists in the county.
But that's a domestic market. And again, it would be very much predicated on our, you know, the short break sort of stuff. But as I, you know, I suppose, as I said earlier, we'd have a lot of people who come for months at a time. So I suppose we need to understand how the question was asked in the census, and I don't have that information. But I think it's really indicative of how Clare is, I suppose, perceived as a destination. We are very strong on the domestic market. You know, on the other side of the picture, we are far less, you know, we're not as good at all on the overseas market. That's a far quicker turn through of people, and predominantly kind of day trip stuff. And that, I suppose, comes down to the type of accommodation offering we have. We have an awful lot of self catering, and not enough of the serviced overnight accommodation. So that again, and of course, that ties into the challenges we have around permanent homes for people who want to live in our communities on a permanent basis. So, you know, this type of market is very positive on one side, but it does have a negative impact on the other.
So, Killian, do you feel that we need to focus more on attracting international tourists, or do you feel that we should build upon the success we've already seen in terms of our domestic market?
I think, personally, I think we need to maybe shift the focus. Rather than looking at the domestic and international, I think we need to switch our focus from predominantly self-catering and home type of holiday home type of vacations to the service accommodation sector, so the hotel, guest house. We need to make sure that is developed better, that there are more better offerings. We're quite low down the standings on the west of Ireland with regards to the amount of holiday or the hotel beds we have in the county, and that, you know, as I said earlier, that is where the jobs are. That's where the direct, you know, I think it's 1.5 jobs per hotel bedroom off the top of my head, but, you know, they are direct jobs that are being out of a business, as opposed to the indirect spend that happens when people come and stay, you know, more in the Airbnb style visit.